Hey guys, join us for our AfterBuzz TV review of Project Runway Junior, Season 2, Episode 5. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, happy Friday. We are here to review Project Runway Junior, Season 2, Episode 5. I am your host, Michelle Uberes, and I am here with
the co-host, Carmen Cameron.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberes.
And you can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron, or you can look me up on Facebook. I'm Carmen Cameron there as well.
Right on. Tweet us, message us, ask us your questions. We will try to answer them on the show. So, episode 5.
Yes, we incorporate some technology.
It's pretty awesome. Yes. So far, I feel like we've had some pretty cool challenges for the kids. Mm-hmm. Like, not very tame at all.
Right.
So, we have, kind of weird, Secret Deodorant is the sponsor for this challenge.
Well, you know, teenagers, they go through changes. And, you know? Can appreciate a teenager who doesn't leave the deodorant at home.
Right on, right on. So we have Justine Armour, who's the creative director at Secret, kind of give the challenge along with Tim in the workroom. And the challenge is to use LED technology to make a light up runway look.
Yes, how fun.
Totally not related to Secret deodorant at all. But whatever.
You can light a room up if you don't have on deodorant and you live
your arms. Right.
You can light a room up like that.
But. So the kids actually get 350.
Sorry.
Trying to make
it's one of those mornings.
Trying to make a good segue here. Yeah. So the kids actually get $350 at Mood, which is a really awesome budget, but only one day, which I feel like, hello.
Right. They never get enough time to really go in. Could you imagine having to make a dress in one day and put lights in it?
Okay, so I've tried to do this whole light up thing before a couple times. And just figuring out how the lights and the electric, you know, things and the battery packs work is like a whole thing in itself.
Right. So is it like a individual... Because I thought LED lights were like one little light and you do them like one at a time. Is it like strips?
They have all different types. Right? So the type I was trying to use was actually kind of nifty. It was like a piping that you could sew in and has a battery pack on one end and it's one continuous piece.
Okay.
But you can get it also kind of like a Christmas light style where it's like a light and a light and a light.
Right.
And stuff like that. But you have to power it.
Right.
So, like, finding a place to hold the battery pack...
Right, is awkward.
And then designing around that. And if you have one continuous strand, you see a lot of, like, things winding back and forth.
Right.
You can't just say, hey, I'm going to make this cool thing and just make it light up. Because it's, like, a whole engineering situation.
So, what a challenge. Yeah. One day?
I really wish they would have had 2 days.
Right. Right. Like, a day to conceptualize and kind of engineer and structure out what's going to happen. And then a day to really, like, make it happen.
Because I feel like we would have had much more wow moments on the runway. Not that we didn't have some and it was a cool runway. But I feel like giving them an extra day would have made it that much better.
Right. Much more spectacular.
And isn't that, like, the end goal?
Right.
At the end of the day?
All right. We need a good balance between good challenges and enough time to make them worth seeing at the end.
Yeah, especially for something like this, that you really want something fantastic. It's not just something commercial or date night or whatever. So I feel like, you know, give the kids a little extra time to figure out the lighting situation instead of kind of just scrambling to have something so their model doesn't go down the runway naked.
Right.
I hate it when they feel like
which
that.
Which happens a lot of times.
Yeah.
But you know.
And it's, you know, I feel like it's just too stressful. And it's such an opportunity to really make some amazing...
Yeah, it's like, they have to rush, and then they're on national TV, and you don't get to do your best work. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That totally sucks.
But I am really excited that they're doing some pretty cool challenges that aren't so
boring. Yeah, the lights are exciting. Like, it takes me to the Met Gala when we saw this, like, huge LED, beautiful gown... I forgot exactly who wore it. I should know, but I don't. It's early.
I know, but I remember the gown.
Yeah, it's just gorgeous, and it's fun to see technology meet fashion. It's fun to see, like, what the future might bring, you know, to our doorstep when it comes to clothes and how we express ourselves through fashion. So,
for sure. It's definitely at the forefront right now. Like, right. my husband just bought me this book to learn how to, like, you can make interactive clothing. And nice. I think Lexus actually did, they made, like, a jacket where they would put the wearer in the jacket and then have them drive a Lexus.
What?
And then they would put on this screen, like, kind of all their, like, levels visually, so like your heart rate and what? Your like, you know, all these like little sensors on the jacket, and it would kind of create this cool like picture moving kind of art thing based off of all the like your
kind
heart
of like
rate
an
stuff.
Equalizer kind of effect, like
yeah, but
the colors reacting to your body.
Yes, totally,
that's cool.
Yeah, it
that's
is cool because yeah. it's kind of like interpreting your emotion while driving a Lexus, which is super marketing.
I can see me like in a sweatshirt and at the height of the party, like just hitting the lights.
Well, that too. They've had parties where they'll hand out like these interactive clothing, and then you know they'll have a screen or the clothing lights up, or like you have the crowd. And these colors will flow throughout the crowd and stuff. So it's definitely like happening right now.
I'd totally be the friend like, flip my switch, let's do it, let's light it up. My girlfriend, one of my good girlfriends for the Christmas ugly sweater parties, she put a mirror on her sweater for the ugly sweater party, and then she trimmed it in lights, and it was such, it caught everybody's attention. Like, she clearly won the competition for the night for the ugliest sweater, but it was so cool. She clicked a little button in the back and the whole thing would just blink.
Yeah,
it was so cute. So I don't know, people, I think, are having fun.
It's definitely more interactive, and I think people are, you know, in the fashion world are kind of coming together more with the people in the tech world. You know, you have like Fitbit.
Could
and
you imagine mood fabric? I wonder if they could do that.
I have some.
What?
I do. I have some. I just don't know how to use it yet because you don't want to make pants. Because
then, like, then the warm parts will be really warm.
But yeah, and they have it. They actually have it now to where you can print that kind of like heat sensing.
Wow.
You can print it out as a color, like say purple, and then it is heat sensitive. So
that's,
I mean, they
cool.
have all kinds.
You have to show us your garments when you.
I will.
Yeah, you have to. That's awesome.
But they have all kinds of technology that's reactive to your body or reactive to situations now, and I think it's definitely a very timely challenge.
Yeah,
and very like
more
now.
Than a day. They need it more than a
for
day
for sure.
Yeah.
So we actually see them go back to mood. We had mini mood last week, and some people were asking, "Oh, are they just going to do mini mood now because they're not filming at Parsons?" But they're definitely going back to mood with a big budget. So the kids get into the workroom, and they have little backpacks from Secret with, like, stuff in, and they're all excited. And they get a surprise. Madison Maxey, who actually created that gown for the Met Gala, she's there to kind of help them, you know, give them some tips on how to use the lighting.
Nice. So, oh, my goodness, how cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
It is pretty cool because you only have the day, and you're...
Right.
Ugh.
But you're with the best of the best. That's awesome. What an experience.
And she's already done it before, so she's kind of already worked out the kinks. So I think it's great for the kids to kind of have that extra little mentor in the room.
Always. Always.
And as usual, they have the sewing and embroidery studio. I'm waiting for somebody to use the
embroidery.
I wish I was there. Why isn't anybody taking advantage of it?
It's such a big lick right now. Yeah, like the embroidery is so cool.
And you can like make whatever your own designs and put it on any fabric. I'd be all over that.
Right, all over it.
Those things are so expensive. Just
maybe they just don't know. Maybe that's like but even in like regular Project Runway, we don't see people use it.
I think we saw Erin use it once.
Right. I was going to say, like, maybe it's an age thing, like, they aren't really hip to what. Because it's so funny. My mom called me, like, maybe 8 months ago. This is before I had seen the Gucci collection with all the embroidery. And she was like, you know what would be really nice? If you did some needlepoint. I was like, okay, Mom, that's cool. She's like, no, really, you should do some needlepoint pictures on your stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And the next thing you know, you see this embroidery stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, maybe it's like an age thing where they're not really... It's almost like if you mentioned to these kids Gilligan's Island. Remember
right.
we were saying, it's like, what's Gilligan's Island? Maybe they're like, what's embroidery? We haven't lived through that. So,
or maybe it's just because of the time constraint, too. I mean, you have to go in there and make your little design to program it and set it. It could be time-consuming. We saw Erin use it last season. Mm-hmm. But I feel like if you did it smart and you're like, I'm going to make my own, basically print.
Right.
You could, you know, do it in a smart way, I think.
I might take a trip out there and see if I can, like, I come use it?
Yeah, for sure. So, and this week, I finally just hit me, you know, you listen to the prizes, they get, like, you know, some Brother sewing machines and $25,000 and some Butter London stuff, but they actually get a full scholarship to FITM if they win Project Runway Junior, which is amazing.
That's FIT?
FADM. Okay. In LA.
And
they're expensive.
Huge. So that's dope.
I think that's a really awesome prize for kids.
It is. Investing in education?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
In fashion.
Exactly.
So, and it's like a full ride.
Exactly.
So I think that's super cool.
I'm going to see if I could, like, go back some years and go be a junior. That's awesome.
I know.
I always wanted to go to FIT.
Yeah.
I remember once I won, like, this not really won, but one of my brothers attended FIT, and in his marketing class, they decided to take some products that I was making and do an infomercial about it.
Oh, yeah.
And they aired it at FIT. It was really cool. Yeah, I thought it was so awesome, and I always wanted to go. It just never worked out for me, but kudos to those people that get to take advantage of those.
For real.
Because creativity is always something that's, like, intuitive, and you kind of just go off of what you know. That's been for me. So I've had to teach myself everything that I know, or like Google it. But to actually sit down with the master and have them teach you, that's so priceless.
I've done both, and I think it's both are valuable. I think you have to have that like innate ability. I think you also have to like be able to teach yourself
Yeah, you have to have the touch.
And have real life experience. I don't think school's everything, but to be able to go to school, learn everything proper, and then graduate with no debt, like you're already in a good place.
Right.
So
the no debt is like the kicker.
Yeah,
right?
Especially for create, like in fashion, everybody thinks like you make tons of money and you don't.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
And
so, I mean, you can do well. You do well. You do
but
well.
But trying to pay your debt, and even when you start in the industry, you start as an intern and then you work your way up. Like, you're not going to be a designer right away. Mm-hmm. So,
well, these kids will be.
I hope so.
Right.
But you don't always get paid. So it's like you have a huge debt coming out, and it's like it's so much easier to do what you want and love if you don't have to deal with that.
It's because, you know, a lot of getting your line out there in the beginning is making things for free and giving them to people and just letting them wear them where they're seen, like where they can be seen. So you spend a lot of time reinvesting in yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That alone is a debt, because for you pay and invest so much of your money into things that you're not, like you say, you're not going to get paid for at first.
Right.
Especially when you're building your brand. So
I think it's it'll be a huge jump start for whoever wins.
Yeah, but it's
this.
Amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
So
fun.
We don't have any more immunity after this challenge.
There's no one to save. No one to save anyone.
Which
now.
I kind of hate immunity. On my season, we just won money, which was so much better.
Right.
We just won $5,000 if you win a challenge, no immunity. Like, you have to perform every.
Right.
Which.
I'll take the
awesome,
cash.
Because then if you don't win, you still get, like, some money on the way there. Usually, most people end up winning a challenge or two. So.
Right. Find different ways to reward everyone.
So, we have Christian Siriano, we have Kelly, and we have Aya as the judges. We never have any guest judges.
Mm-hmm. I just love Kelly.
Kelly's great.
I wish I could just sit down with her for an hour and just pick her brain.
Right.
Yeah, she's seen a lot.
I would love to pick her brain, too.
Yes.
What do you think of this?
Yeah. Right.
So, I kind of wish we had guest judges, but sometimes they're, like, a little not even relatable.
Yeah, they're just there. They're kind of just there. Like,
like,
I'm the guest
this
judge.
Person know about fashion?
Right.
So, at least we know we have three solid judges, and I like the balance that we have with them. So, let's move into the runway rundown. We have a lot of looks to talk about.
Yes.
First up, we have Akai.
Ooh.
And Akai's kind of made this kind of Greek goddess,
yes,
you know, white, probably chiffon dress, and he's got it lit up with blue kind of in through the waist, and the back is really draped really beautifully, and he's got the glowing lights underneath. It does look tortured, and I feel like Akai is so much younger than the other kids, but I feel like this is definitely more than we've seen from him before.
Yeah, it is.
And I love the back. The back to me is beautiful, and it's very, like, ethereal and stuff.
Right.
So I see something there.
I like how it kind of projects, like, when she's facing forward, it kind of projects this glow around her.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she turns around, you really get to see the lights. Because you see how the blue kind of just trims and kind of comes from around her physique.
Yeah.
Like,
the only thing is, I agree with Christian, where, you know, the white he chose is a little too sheer, so you can really see all the underpinnings of the battery pack and the lights and everything.
Uh-huh.
Not so much in the back, but in the front where it's tighter.
Okay.
But I do kind of like that, like, that flowy, kind of sheer, transparent feeling to it.
Right. The hem, it looks like they're, like, I guess it was the fabric. Like, it may have buckled a little bit at the bottom, but...
Yeah.
They don't seem to pay that kind of that stuff much attention. I think it's because of the time. Not
as much. But you can definitely still tell. And again, Agahai is so much younger than the others, mm-hmm. so he has less experience.
Mm-hmm. This is really cute, though. It looks angelic. Yeah.
I liked it, and I mean, it's like, do you give Akai kind of the benefit of the doubt because he's younger, and you're like, where, you know...
Yeah, you do.
Where is he at versus, like, is he in competition with the others? Yes, but...
But for his age, he's doing excellent. It's hard to compare, you know, a 13-year-old to a 17-year-old.
Because you've got 3 or 4 years difference. That's a lot when you're young.
That's a whole high school... You learn so much in high school alone.
I know.
You know that some of these high school kids, they have a whole different viewpoint than him. So I think he's doing excellent for his age group. It's just you're facing stiff competition.
Right.
You know, so... I know what it's like to be the youngest, because I was the youngest growing up a lot, so it does make you work harder, but then you get to a point where you're just on the same level as everyone older than you, and then you're better than everybody age, so it works.
I know. So,
in the dark.
Here's Akai's look in the dark.
Yeah. And symmetry's a little...
Well, it is kind of angled, and I think he did that on purpose.
Okay.
And I think this photo...
Oh, is that what the hem is about? The hem is angled
a
little, too?
Maybe it is. Okay. I don't know. But and it's hard to tell from this photo, but you can definitely tell on the runway that it was kind of angled on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the movement in the back and kind of how it glows from underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of reminds me of, like, you know, like those jellyfish under the sea or something.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah, especially the back.
And then let's move on to our next designer. This is Allie.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is a really cool and, like, polished look. I love the kind of scallop hem. She's got this kind of orange neoprene top with a floral maxi skirt.
Mm-hmm.
But when it lights up at night, we don't really see an effect of anything. Let's take a look at the dark version of Allie's look. It's nothing. It's kind of just light stuck under the skirt.
I think the fabric was too heavy.
Maybe too opaque.
Yeah, too opaque.
But even so, it's kind of just the easy way out, like lights under a skirt. Under a skirt. We keep seeing this on the runway over and over, and I don't see it, like, incorporated into the design.
There's no ingenuity to it.
Right.
She should have, those shoulders are so square, she should have, like, maybe...
Added something.
Yeah,
added,
like, square lines to the top to contrast the flowiness of the bottom. Maybe she could have put something really structured so that when it glows, it's like, oh, wow, look at that.
Right.
Kind of contours her body.
It just wasn't incorporated into the design for me, and it just kind of, it didn't even really light up that much for the skirt, and
it doesn't.
Like we've seen that before, and we're gonna see more of it on the runway.
Right, so nice garment, safe garment, but not really inventive.
If it was a different challenge,
I would say this
would be like on top for sure, because like it's so polished.
Right, it's so clean.
Really clean.
But it's almost like too clean, like it almost looks like a Nordstrom dress, you know what I mean? Like not super high fashion.
Okay, but we're dealing with teenagers.
Yeah,
no,
right,
so.
Okay.
I like the little petal kind of hem scallop hem that she did.
Yeah.
And then next up, this is Cartier, and this is so weird to me. For her, it doesn't look like her.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she keeps floundering who her aesthetic is, who her girl, you know, is. And it looks very spacey and cool, and I like spacey and cool, but I've seen this before. It's kind of silver, blue, space dress with
black. I
like
the hair. The hair stole the whole show.
And that, you'd never want that.
And you
as
don't
a
want
designer.
That, right? I'm not mad at the dress. I think it's cute. And I think it's, like, forward. I like the silver and the lines in the front and the little blue pulpum peekaboo hips. And
I mean, I like this type of look. This is kind of my, you know, aesthetic, too. But I feel like if you're going to do lights, it's kind of... That's the obvious place to go, is, like, this spacey, futuristic place with the lights.
Okay.
I feel like some of the other looks were just a little more innovative, and I just don't see her personality coming through lately with her designs.
Mm.
Let's take a look at it in the dark. Oof. I don't know
and
if they're
still
using
dark.
Some of the lights that she's got blue lights on it, but it's very
faint,
dim.
Okay.
So we don't see a whole lot of the detail. But again, her shape, the shape that she used with the hips and kind of the ergonomic lines on the body is better, you know, it better lends itself to the LED look than like just stuffing them under a skirt or something. But, you know, they're just not bright enough, and I'm not sure if they're just using the wrong kind of lights or covering them with something. I'm not sure.
I like the silhouette. Am I just, like, look at the silhouette. Isn't
no,
it
I
nice?
Like it.
Like,
I
look
like
at the
it.
Shoulders.
Yeah.
and the nice, like, the waist comes. It just looks
maybe
clean.
It's the colors. I feel like the colors make it look
typical,
too cheap.
Like silver and black. Oh, right. Futuristic.
Right.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
And then our next designer is Chelsea.
Cute.
And I like this a lot. I think it definitely speaks to Chelsea's aesthetic. Mm-hmm. I just hate the back piece that's kind of this little rascal tail. I feel like it would have been much more chic, just short. It kind of looks like a stormtrooper jacket with the little lights on. But I feel like she could have used more lights. But it's very chic at the same time.
I like the shoulders.
This is like how you do futuristic that's still modern and you can wear it.
Yeah, I like know? It.
But I get the idea with the back piece. I just feel like it would have been just as like a crumply something that's kind of like an afterthought that's attached to the kind of cool jacket.
Uh-huh.
If it would have been maybe tails or some kind of geometric structure with the lights, I like the lights coming through from the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
just structured maybe a little better, the shape.
And it's the cool, judges were like, you're so lucky that you got immunity because you would have been on the bottom. And I was like, I don't see it on the bottom.
Not on the bottom. To me, it's more futuristic than a Kai's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the shoulder detail, and I like it. It looks...
I don't think it has to be futuristic.
I don't want
it to
be bottom-y.
But, yeah, I don't think it's on the bottom. I think cut the little scrunchy tail off, and then it would have been great.
Hot. Yeah, it would have been.
And then... In the dark, it pretty much looks the same, which is good. But sometimes I like a little bit of transformative, you know, detail on there. The next designer we have is Chris.
Mm.
And this is not my jam, but this to me looks expensive.
This is cool.
And cool. Yeah. I love how he mixes the prints. So he's kind of got this little crop jacket.
With little lights on him.
Yeah, with the little lights.
That's cool.
And then kind of just this printed tie-dye, you know, chiffon dress over these pants. And when we see the look transform in the dark, he's got red lights, which everybody's kind of
using.
Yeah,
I like that he
the
used,
blue.
Right. I like
Let's
that
take
he
a look
red.
At it in the dark real quick. So I love this.
It is really cool.
To me, when it walked out, I was like, okay, not... super wow, but wow. And then in the dark, I like the red lights. I like how they kind of lengthen her body and how the skirt was on top and it was sheer, but they were really, the lights were attached to the pants.
I love the jacket. I love the use of the lights on the jacket, on the top. It's like...
smart.
Little polka dots. Yeah, it is so cute. And I liked it in the light because I'm all about, like, the clashy textures and the clashy fabrics. So when I see the sheer over the pins with the top, like, I'm like, that's cool.
I think it's cool.
It's catching
too.
My eye. So I like it.
I think it's funny, though, because the fabric he chose for the jacket is a little, like, grandma couch.
It is. It is a little grandma couchy.
And earlier in the episode, he was kind of giving Hua, like, this, like... shade about like her look looking too Golden Girls.
Right.
I think it's really ironic that his looks like a grandma couch.
Right.
But I totally get his point of view, you know, whereas some of the other designers, I feel like they're just not sure right now.
Yeah, he has a strong point of view, though, period. Like, I feel like he knows who he is.
And he's unapologetic.
I keep saying that about him every week.
He's unapologetic. He gets on the runway and he's like, these patterns go together because I said so.
Right.
And I feel like that could really piss off the judges. But at the same time, Kelly was like, you do you. You gotta, like, own it. And if you're, like, coming up here and being confident, then that's what you have to do.
Right. Exactly.
So... He's treading a thin line, but I think
we'll see.
I think that he has a lot of personality, and he infuses that into his clothing. So.
Right. He also made the green grass dress, right? That was... No?
I think that was Tyler.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, and then we have Hua.
Aesthetically love it.
And she makes this cute little... It's a baby blue pleated skirt to the knee, and it's kind of a white... organza jacket on top, but the trim is kind of blue and black and white and purple, and it looks very clean and it's kind of color blocked, and I love the sheer jacket over it. The judges didn't love this. She was in the bottom too.
I don't get it.
And I was thinking, I saw it come out, I was like, this is for me, the winner.
Yeah, that winner is so cute. It's so cute. I love the skirt. And it's almost like, okay, what's about to happen? Because you see the shoe, like the shoe is really fun and funky. It's like a sneaker with a heel inside of it.
And I love that Hua kind of does this modest thing, but at the same time, it's really fun. And
she's
cute.
Very modest, and that's why I feel like she's true to who she is, yeah. Like, because she dresses modest.
And I feel like there's a lot of women out there who want more modest clothing that's cute. It's exactly. really hard to find something that's cute exactly. and flattering.
Yeah.
This, I mean, you could wear this to brunch.
Yep.
You could wear it if you're 18. You could wear it if you're 35. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's just so dynamic. And so we see, you know, the lights turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And she does have the lights under the skirt thing, mm-hmm. too. Let's take a look at the dark photo. But she's kind of got a rainbow. And she's got it flashing. So she's got, like, a red, a green, a blue. And it's kind of flashing under the skirt mm-hmm. in sequence. And I think that, to me, is much more interesting than mm-hmm. just stuffing a bunch of lights under a skirt. Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, lights, glowing skirt. It's just like, no, she gave us a little something extra.
Well, you're not expecting it. So, right. like...
Right.
Not that you'd wear this to the club, but, like, let's say you wear it somewhere, and then, right. you know, it's transformed. It's a totally different look.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I think that they were just wanting the drama of having mm-hmm. her and Akai on the bottom, mm-hmm. since they had, you know, some issues before. Mm-hmm. Because, to me, this is not even close to the bottom.
Not even.
But whatever.
Yeah. I don't understand the judging. I just kind of, like, sit there and just wait to see what they're going to say. I think it's totally political. That's my take. But hey.
Somewhat.
Who am I?
I think, you know, I wish they would bring back the, you know, where they had the judging, and then they have, like, they have a live, mm-hmm. You can vote as a viewer. You can
haven't
vote.
Seen that in a long time.
I really like that, because I really like to see where people disagree with the judges. Because maybe I'm just crazy, because mm-hmm. I'm super opinionated.
No, you're not crazy at all.
But I feel like a lot of times the viewers are like, no, you know, mm-hmm. what is going on?
Mm-hmm. We are.
I would like to see that come back.
I love this.
This is Molly, and it's super duper cute. I love the print on this. And the silhouette's great, and it's very, like, commercial, but still fun. But, you know, again, she kind of just does the light-up skirt. She puts some lights on top. Mm-hmm. It didn't transform for me. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, you know, like a... Like
I
a,
love this, like, country girl feel it has, too.
I feel like I would wear this, too, mm-hmm. though, with, like, you know, army boots.
Yeah, with some army boots, right. But, like... Exactly.
I just think the print is so cool. It's not... You could do... You know, she does have this boho look, but it's mm-hmm. also edgy, mm-hmm. which I like. And I like the blue.
I like the way the lights are incorporated into it. Let's
take a look at the dark version. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's cooler than just having lights under the skirt. And I like how it kind of has the ombre on the bottom.
Right. That's what I like, the ombre.
But I also feel like it's just these kids were too stressed out just to make the garment and then light it up.
Yeah. They were like, okay, I'm going to make a dress and then throw these lights on here some way. They didn't get a chance to really incorporate.
Explore.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Not enough time.
Is that all the designers we have? Tyler, I think we have to do, too. Oh, and Izzy. This one's Izzy. Do we have the light version for Izzy? So she kind of made this bomber jacket, mm-hmm. and she brands it with her name on the back and mm-hmm. the little sprout mm-hmm. on the back.
Mm-hmm.
She has this kind of car wash skirt.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of uses all these different colors and takes more of an artistic approach to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the skirt ends up a little bit tortured, but the jacket is aces, in my opinion.
I like the whole thing.
Let's take
a look
at it in
the dark,
too.
The skirt is tortured, but it's like... Looks the same in the light.
It's hard to see.
I like, see the blue. I see the green.
How much it's really glowing when you see it walk mm-hmm. on the runway. But yeah, I thought this was pretty cool.
Yeah,
It's more like of a fun...
Yeah, it looks more rugged, like streetwear.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of tried to do this, like, oh, it's a gown, but it's edgy.
Right.
Oh, it's a dress, but it glows. It's like, this looks like streetwear. Like,
yeah.
You would see lights on funky streetwear.
And it's more, it's kind of like a neon sign, the way she spells her name in the back and
right.
stuff. Or like, it looks very fun, even though it's kind of all black with the different colors.
Right.
And then I think we have Tyler's look. I like that he did a gown. Okay, and I like his thought process.
And I like the gown.
Right, and it's mm-hmm. all black.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of has that futuristic vibe without going too costumey.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the fact that, you know, where his inspiration came from, he kind of did the lines on the dress form.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, here's the bust, here's the shoulder pads, mm-hmm. the cross grain and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that came across, and it looks a little bit messy, in my mm-hmm. opinion. The judges loved it, mm-hmm. and I love Tyler, but I think mm-hmm. he would not have been on the top, maybe safe for this.
Let's see it glow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. These pictures are just so dark. I'm sorry, guys.
It's okay.
But he did use different colors and stuff, and I think it did
I see the trim. I see the accent on the hips and the crisscross and the front and around the bust. And that's cute. I like it.
But to me,
and the cleanest garment, maybe.
Really, Tyler does clean work.
Yeah.
He's probably the most polished, and I feel like he's probably my pick for the win.
Yeah, he without a doubt.
But we'll see what happens.
So far.
So Chris wins the challenge with his crazy patterns.
Mm-hmm.
and unfortunately, Akai gets sent home.
I know. The save doesn't go long enough, far enough.
And he feels terrible. He's like, I let Tim down. And Tim's like, no, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a little heartbreaking. Dang.
That's okay. He has a lot of years ahead of him. He did excellent.
Maybe he can
He competed with the big kids.
Practice for a couple years and then go on regular project runway.
Exactly. I'm sure we'll see him again. I'm sure we'll see something from him.
I feel so bad for... He feels... He seems so sensitive.
Because he was so happy last week. Like, I'm finally not in the bottom.
I know.
You know, and now he gets sent home the very next week.
But I hope that he can put this in perspective because he did a really great job and he did something a lot of people don't get to do.
Right. He did really, really good. He went really far. This is an awesome experience. You know, who knows?
It just sucks because every week somebody has to go home, like Tim says. It's just, you know, a harsh reality. But
the poor kid.
Everybody, you know, even on regular Project Runway, everybody, I mean, just to get to that point is stellar.
Right, yeah.
So.
I wonder what it's like to be a kid, and do the kids have to stay until the end of the taping, too?
I'm not sure.
I would be so, like, I'm ready to go home.
We may
Especially
have,
if I was a kid.
We may have
the
a
anxiety.
Special guest next week that can tell us, possibly.
Oh, I'm excited!
So, if you guys have questions for the kids, please tweet us, because we will possibly be able to answer them next week.
Yes, Michelle Dutel. She's keeping secrets.
we'll reveal what designer it is next week, hopefully.
Awesome.
Hopefully.
So you guys have to tune in next week.
Mm-hmm.
Have
Big
to tune
surprise.
In. Yes.
And then next week, we basically have a challenge, and they're creating for date night.
Ooh, what do you guys know about date night?
Which is, it's weird, okay, because they...
So it means all you kids make turtlenecks.
I know.
Long sleeve shirts, gloves, double belted pants.
If only Renee was here, he could make us like a, you know, like a bondage outfit.
A bondage, right. A bondage mask and some strappy pair of pants or something.
But it's funny because, okay, we see the preview and the kids are in the workroom and the fire alarm goes off.
Uh-huh.
And they all go outside and there's like fire truck pull up and they're like... what are we going to be designing? And it's totally unrelated, but they have to create date night looks for the firefighters' girlfriends and wives.
Right.
But whatever, it's still fun, so who cares?
This is going to be very interesting.
I wonder if they get to... I want to ride in a fire truck.
Yeah. They probably do.
I hope so.
There's going to be a lot of red dresses.
Yeah, maybe.
There's going to be a lot of... I don't know. Maybe something silver to represent the pole.
I hope not.
That they slide down.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows?
Oh, who knows? Not they're kids.
But I bet you there'll be like some sort of cross jacket that looks like a fireman's jacket, but it's like
maybe
cinched at the waist and
firefighter inspired date night looks.
What would you make?
I don't even know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
I would make like a.
Like a red vinyl jacket.
I would make a red vinyl body dress.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Where are you going?
Who knows? Who knows?
But yeah, I would probably lean towards the obvious red vinyl, and then I'd be like, oh, that's too literal. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We should just challenge ourselves to sketch into the challenge every week.
Oh, you guys would die laughing at my sketches. They're all androgynous. You don't know if it's a girl or a guy.
Okay.
You should see me try to draw a face. It's hilarious.
Oh, I don't do faces either.
Oh, yeah, you should see it. It's bad. It's funny.
We should do that. Okay. So
okay.
For next week, we'll sketch our own interpretations of the challenge and we'll show them on the show.
Oh, this is going to be hilarious. You got it. I'm going for it. I'm going to use colored pencils and everything.
Yeah, totally.
Totally. Let's do it.
Cool. So,
Michelle wants to embarrass me. That's what it is.
And if you guys want to sketch into the challenge,
yes.
Instagram, tweet us.
Definitely.
And we'll see if we can post a couple of looks, too.
Definitely. We should totally do that.
Definitely tune in next week, and we'll be recapping episode 6.
Yes.
Where can everybody find you on social media?
I'm on Instagram. At Carmen Cameron. It's CarmenCameron.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest, UBERRESTE, and Facebook. We'll see you guys next week. We hope you enjoyed the review.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.